Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows. Hi, my name is Holly Hartman, and welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show. And you are here with Lynn Schuessler-Williams and Brooke Haynes and our amazing guest, Amy Wilding. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for this episode and hearing all of the amazingness of what Amy does out in the world. So Amy, can you introduce to our listeners who you are and what you do in the world?
Sure. Thanks for having me. This is really fun to get to talk about all this with you all. So I'm Amy Wilding. I created Red Tent Louisville about over 10 years ago as a place for women to gather, to have experiences outside of the patriarchal view. So it started out as that, and then I published a book of meditations that I had written for my women's circles. And then my offerings just continued to expand to include mother-daughter circles, healing circles, perimenopause circles. So really, I am supporting women all throughout the lifespan in terms of not only menstrual health education, but anti-patriarchal education and reclamation of our sovereignty.
Oh man, that's powerful work and so needed. Thank you for what you do in the world. And I know our listeners, we hear this word patriarchal, and to some, they may have some feelings that come up, and some they're like, yes, that, and it has an energy to it. I want to hear more about your programs, because I hear nothing but amazing things here in the local area about them. But I'd like to touch on that word. Just what's your definition of that, so everybody that's listening to the rest of today, they can understand what that means?
Sure. So to paraphrase, I guess what I would say, patriarchy is a system, and it's a system that rewards characteristics and behaviors that we kind of traditionally pair with the masculine stereotype or archetype. But it ventures past what we would call general kind of stereotypical masculine behavior to toxic masculine behavior. So those are things that are, we would consider like dominance or oppression, rape culture, ecological irresponsibility. So things that are harmful to the system as a whole, and that oppress anything that is characteristically what we would consider feminine, like compassion, nurturing, emotional connection with others. And so I do want to emphasize, patriarchy is not, it's not men. So not all men fit into this category of toxic masculinity or patriarchy. It is a system, and the system is structured so that those things that are associated with the toxic masculinity rise in power, essentially.
What a beautiful way to explain that. I think anybody that just listened to that little nugget right there can have a whole nother perspective, because I feel like the media shows it in a whole different way and really contains it in another way. And that's such a much softer, more approachable way and tangible way to kind of view it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. So this is probably not the mainstream norm, what you have created, which has been beautiful.
What got you started
in this world? Because,
oh my gosh,
it's so needed.
It started a long time ago, actually. Yeah, where can I go? Back to when I was 29 years old. So over 20 years ago, I was very intentionally trying to get pregnant. I got pregnant. I had a miscarriage. And so I, you know, resumed the journey of trying to conceive and was having difficulty conceiving. And so I just started reading books about fertility, essentially. And I read a book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility by Toni Wechsler. And it blew my mind because it was literally everything about inhabiting a female body. And I had never learned any of it, never learned any of it. And so at almost 30 years old, I was actually just full of rage about what had been taken away from me, just what was my birthright in knowing how to live in this body and how to care for this body. So after that, it completely shifted me. I became an advocate for natural pregnancy and for self-advocacy in pregnancy. You know, women taking charge of having the birth experience that they wanted to have without it being managed by the male medical complex, and having birth women at birth with them, midwives and doulas. And then I became a breastfeeding advocate and a Leche League leader. And so it just, you know, it continued throughout my journey of motherhood in being with women, working with women, seeing what we need, but what is not out in the world. So I just started creating it. And when my first child, who was assigned female at birth, was about 7 years old, I was raising that child as a girl. So I was like, there's nothing in the world that I want to share with my child pertaining to experiencing puberty and menarche in a patriarchal culture. There just was nothing out there. So I started creating it. And well, I guess I should say I was doing women's circles at that point. I just like love being with women and sharing empowerment with them so that they can step into their sovereignty and reclaim our birthright of having wisdom. So then I created the program for Mothers and Daughters Together, which is called Period of Change. And I still do that to this day. So that was many, many years ago that I started doing that. I continue to lead women's circles every month. And currently, I lead drop-in monthly circles at the Bluegrass Witch, and then I have drop-in perimenopause circles at the Kula Center in New Albany. So I'm kind of covering the entire lifespan because I think there is no point in our life where we don't need to know, number one, everything about what is our body, how does it function, how we care for our body, but also the oppression of living in a patriarchal culture and how that affects our lives as individuals.
Oh, such powerful work. I can say that I could have used you along my journey in so many ways. I gave natural birth to my son, similar to that concept of, they told me I was going to have a C-section. I was like, what? And I read all the books to go, no. And then I was able to do a water birth with him. And, you know, it's that advocacy for it. And, you know, in full transparency, I didn't tell my mom I had my period for over a year because there was no conversation around it. There was no safety around that conversation. Right. So that what you do is so powerful, and you could have helped my little girl, Holly, in so many ways.
Yes, Holly, exactly. And that is why, even though, you know, my child is way out of that phase and is trans and is, you know, now a young man, I am still doing this work because there will never be an end to the women and girls who need this. I mean, I will just continue doing this forever. And your story that you just shared is echoed in every single circle that I have. And when women leave that experience, they say, I'm not even paraphrasing, they literally say it is life-changing to go through that, not only to educate their daughters and empower their daughters, but to heal from a lot of the social trauma that we experience through puberty and menarche and what our mothers experienced, you know, how much they didn't know. They couldn't tell us anything because they didn't know. So it really is completely shifting the experience and narrative for girls and women.
Mm. I love that. I know Lynn and Brooke probably have something like just biting at the bit. Lynn, do you have anything?
Well, I think this is such an important conversation, Amy, and an important work to give women communities where they can talk about themselves and their own experiences and ask questions without judgment. And all of those things are just huge. I'm pretty sure that one of my daughters went to one of your mother and daughter things with her aunt years ago. Yeah, years ago. She's now 26.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a long time ago. And I really do think it's, you know, what we do to empower each other as women, what we do to empower young girls. Right. That child, the same child, told me one time when she was in seventh grade, this boy she'd been in love with since fourth grade asked her out. And every day I'd pick her up from school and she'd say, he asked me out again. And I'd say, what'd you say? And she said, I told him no. And she said it just like that. I told him no. And then the next day, same thing. The next day, same thing. Finally, I said, why did you tell him no? Because I know you didn't want to. And she said, he's going to go through every girl at this school and every girl at every school, high school in town, and every girl at every, whatever college he lands at, I'll take him when he's done. She was 12 when she said that. And I was just like, my work here is done.
Okay.
Right? I couldn't have said that when I was 40. Right. And she said, oh, no, yes, she was, that's well, right. I was like, oh, so like that kind of empowerment, that self-advocacy, I think is so huge. And I just want to say a huge thank you for showing up for women and doing this work. And what do you think? And I'm the one in this room who has been through the most stages of life.
Yeah.
Of everybody out here. I'm at the end of all those stages we named. And, mm-hmm. you know, it is, I can definitely say for me, it's true that every stage has brought awareness of things nobody tells you.
Yes.
Nobody, oh, right? Gosh. Every stage. And menopause is just like a whole new ball of wax of that.
It is.
Right?
It's like the final frontier that has nobody's talking about it. There hasn't been research done on it. And
right. What
galls me is I have friends, you know, women in circle or my friends who go to their care provider to talk specifically about perimenopause. And their care providers are so uneducated. They get right. so much misinformation. They're dismissed. Right. They're told all these things that are just completely inaccurate. And it just makes my blood boil because these people go through medical school and they right. don't talk right. about menopause at all. So it's like, okay, we're just being discounted as, you know, like 52% of the world's population, but don't worry. We don't even need to know about that. It just, oh, yeah. It gets me. So well, that's why
it ought to get all of us. Is I want to echo that and say all women ought to be got by that, right?
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Yeah, and not just that, but you know, the things we don't know in menarche, the things we don't know about menstruation, the things we don't know about pregnancy and birth and breastfeeding and all of that stuff. It's just, it's criminal. It's criminal, the information that is very systematically kept from us. It's not an accident.
Thank you for sharing all of that. I'm like, I'm activated. I know that I'm perimenopausal, getting ready to go into that next phase. And I'm more chomping at the bit now going, okay, where do I go next? Like, right. Tell me where to go to get started. So I'm not like sideswiped and go, oh, yeah. you should have already started. It's like, I feel like I should be in elementary school ready for high school. And
yes. And
I haven't started that yet. So like, oh, I need to, I feel behind.
Yeah, we got to prepare. We got to know what's coming.
So for those women, because I think we have a lot of those listeners that are in that pocket, that are like,
I think so.
I'm
yeah.
going that way, but yeah. I don't even know, like, you know, a lot of us, we don't change until we're inspired or the pain's great enough. I don't want to wait till the pain's great enough. Mm-hmm. I want to do it before that. For those people, what do you say to them? Like, where to start?
Well, the lucky thing for us, actually, it's not lucky. We are fortunate to live in a time where this generation, so I'm a Gen Xer, I'm 51, and the millennials have really made enough noise to say, we are not going to put up with this. And we will figure it out ourselves like we've figured out everything else ourselves. And you can keep up with us or not. So we have a lot of women who are blazing the trail in terms of research and information. And they are doing an amazing job of that. Menopause and perimenopause get a lot of traction on social media. You can find some really great people to follow. But the thing is, you do need to know what you're looking for to vet them in terms of like, what are we actually looking for to know whether these people know what they're talking about? And that's a little bit more nuanced and it takes time to figure that out. So I recommend there's, you know, a few people that are doing really amazing work in this area. And Dr. Jen Gunter is one of them. The American Menopause Society, they are doing amazing information dissemination. So you can follow them and look at what they're talking about. I also really love Aviva Rahm. She is also a doctor who specializes in women's health, and she makes things so beautiful and approachable. She's very easy to understand. There are so many people out sharing this information. And if you go to my Instagram, which is Amy Wilding Official, you can see the people I follow and kind of like take a cue from there. Because it has been a gradual process of me learning like, oh yes, this person does know what she's talking about. So I think that's one avenue. If you're a reader like me, there are lots of good books. And the premise of my perimenopause circle is I read a book every month and then we discuss it in that month's circle. The participants don't have to read the book. Some people don't want to or don't like to, but I will share the information in the circle about that particular book. So if people want to go on a, you know, deeper dive with that information, they can find that book specifically. But we're not just talking about the physical shifts of perimenopause. We're talking about the spiritual, psychological, emotional, archetypal shift, shifting from one identity of the fertile motherhood years into this identity of, you know, later years. We are elders now and we're not in the crone phase. So, you know, the traditional phase of women's lives was considered maiden, mother, and crone. And that was, you know, before people lived to be 80 or 90 years old. So now there's this little gap of like, well, we're not crones, you know, we're not crones. Penny Sisto's a crone. I'm not a crone. So there's been this expansion of the archetype that now includes the queen. So the queen is the phase after motherhood. You're coming into your wisdom. You're letting go of anything that doesn't serve you, getting rid of the bullshit in your life, really refining your purpose and your pathway, and moving forward with like almost a new intention to do the work in this life that you are called to do. And so there are amazing books like by Alexander Pope called Wise Power that talks more specifically about that transition. It's a rite of passage that we go through. And that is another part of it. We can barely get information about the medical side of it. And so there's really not a lot of conversation about the psychological, emotional, spiritual implications of going through this rite of passage, particularly alone with no information. We are not meant to experience life this way. So I would suggest finding community. And you can start with me coming to circles. I also offer an online perimenopause circle for people outside the area who just can't make it. And beginning to have the conversations, find a book, find one person to follow and start integrating this information, because it is now out there. So we are fortunate to be in this time where the information is really starting to come to the surface and be the topic of conversation and research.
This is wonderful. I think I'm applying everything that you're saying to where I am in life. And I'm like, you know, I had a son, what they considered later in age, right? And then we find out just he's nine now and nine and a half. And we find out that it can take up to 8 years to really get your hormones back into sync after having a kid. Whoever told us that? Nobody that I've ever heard. And then now we're going to the perimenopause. Right? and it's interesting. And then I have a friend who is, you know, 68, and she was raised totally
patriarchal.
Yes. And she's like, hormones, don't even talk about hormones. Come on, don't buy into that. And I'm like, girl, you didn't know that was hormones the whole time. And because I did it until I became pregnant, right? And then there's this, and you were talking that stage you were just talking about. Just recently, I started organically, because it came up, looking back at who I was in an incident where I saw where my self-worth and where my value was as a young girl, and I grieved for her. I think, wow, if I had the kind of support you're offering now, what could have changed for me in these situations that occurred for me in these times that I let things happen. I didn't stand up for myself. I didn't speak my voice. Mm-hmm. And how sad I was for that little girl, you know, and I really wanted to hold her and see the difference of who I am today. right? Like, is that would have never happened today. Not without kicking and shouting and telling everyone and exploiting everything, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think, wow, what, I know what some topics that when like this, when you have that support, these beautiful circles will allow, has allowed, I'm sure. I've been to a circle too. I went by like, I thought like 14 or 15 years ago, but maybe.
Oh, wow.
And it was in, I'm 46 and I was like 32-ish when I think of when I went, I thought. Anyway, and it was in an attic. And
so, that's what I was just going to ask you. Was it in Bardstown Road up in the attic?
Yeah. And I think if to have that support, how game changing that could be, and
it
how
is.
I wouldn't have probably had to even go through some of the things I went through having that support at a younger age.
Right. I mean, I think that is the sort of the crux of all of this is. I want all women to know we are not supposed to be doing this by ourselves. We're not supposed to be mothering by ourselves. We're not supposed to be living by ourselves. We are evolved to live in community. And so that's why our journey, and I will say particularly motherhood, is so difficult because we are literally not meant to be doing this alone. We're meant to be doing it with our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunties, our cousins, our sisters, because not only for the information sharing, but to tend to everything, it's more than one person can do, as I'm sure you all know. And so that's where we end up with experiencing things like anxiety and depression, because the expectations on us are completely unrealistic and they do not match up to human evolution. So the feeling that you're experiencing, Brooke, what I observe, what I feel myself is this deep hunger for women's community. And women who have not experienced it don't really know what they're missing. But women who have experienced it feel like, oh, I feel nourished in a way that I've never felt in my life before. And there is this magic in the experience of circle that is unlike anything else. And we want that. We deserve it. We are meant to have it. So I also teach women's circle leadership training and do a certification for that. So other women can take their passion and share it with their community. And it's the amazing thing about it is, you know, I'm called to do the work that I do. And you, Holly, might be called to do some other type of work. And you, Brooke, might do a different kind. And Lynn has her own kind. All of that is needed in the world. It's all needed in the world. So the more women we have willing to step up and answer the call of leadership, and obviously not everyone is called to leadership, but a lot of women are. And so if they are able to step into that, that itself changes the community. It changes the lives of every woman that woman comes in contact with. And it's like, I have a torch that I'm holding and I light somebody else's torch. And my torch doesn't get any less bright. It doesn't get dimmer because I'm lighting somebody else's. There's just more light. And then that woman goes on to light someone else's torch. So that's what I want to see is proliferation of women's circles of all different kinds. I have women doing training with me who are working on healing sexual trauma. Some women are working with women recovering from addiction. I mean, there is so much need, obviously, that each person brings something really special to the world if they are able and wanting to and willing to step into leadership.
Woo! Yeah, we just need to do like big cheer clap for that because you're speaking our language. We're community builders for that reason.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
You know, and I giggle when I'm like, oh, I see a wrong in the world, and then I'm like, do not let me be an advocate in that too. Like I only have so much time.
Because that might be somebody else's assignment. That's okay.
Like here, I'm going to teach you how to run with this because I only have so much time, but. There's such a need, and I love we're similar in that I want to lead other leaders to do the work. Like we can only do so much,
that's
and
right.
Pass that torch on to other women to go. Okay, yes. This is an empower. You can do this, and whatever your calling is, yours to do. Oh, yes. This is so refreshing. I'm like, okay, Amy. We haven't met in person yet, but she lives like 15, 20 minutes away from me. So we are going to powwow together and get together here soon because I can't wait to learn more. we're getting closer to the end though, and I want to make sure to offer time. If there's anything that you wanted to share that you didn't get to share, or any last final thoughts for our listeners, because we could have you on every week and just dive into each little mini topic.
Yes, to one little niche conversation.
And we might just launch another podcast. But what for our listeners do you feel like would bring additional value or wanted to make sure you shared today?
What I think I want to share is we have a knowing. It's an intuitive knowing that the world around us is not, it is not in balance. It's not in harmony. And what is occurring around us does not feel right because it isn't right. And so if a woman has any space in her life to question the expectations, the impact of patriarchy, the reality of living in this construct that is completely counter to how we've evolved, question it and talk to people about it. Push back against it and start reclaiming yourself and reclaiming your sovereignty. Women are taught to be so small and to question themselves. And we are, our knowing, our embodied experience is discounted all the time. As you know, we were just talking about that. So if there's any space in your life where you know that it's a mismatch, what's happening on the outside, the information on the outside does not match up with what's on the inside, that's where you start. That is where you start, whether it's you or you and your daughter or your perimenopausal self or your menopausal self. If there is a space there, there is something that is telling you it's time to step out of this paradigm and find something else.
Yeah, mic drop. Like, yes, that. Oh, I love it. So for our listeners that are like, I want to know more. I can't wait to tap into what Amy is creating. How do they find you? What do they look for? I will put a plug in. I have her book. It's a whole book of meditations, and Lynn has hers too right there. Actually, I learned about this book through Lynn. She shared in one of our meetings, and I'm like, I got to go get it. So what? How else can they find you?
Oh, you can go to my website, which is redtentlouisville.com. And it shows everything that I'm doing, everything I'm offering. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Amy Wilding Official. I'm not big into social media at this stage of my life. However, I will say I am about to launch my mother-daughter circle, which is called Period of Change, as its own website, its own brand, its own thing. So there is a Period of Change Instagram, I'm not super active on it. I just have it. I have it. There's parked right there. And I'm working on a Period of Change website. And I just finished a manuscript for the Period of Change book that is now with my publisher. So I don't know when that's coming out. But you can find all of that on my website. And
there was another book, Amy, the light blue book. Yeah.
So this one is called Weaving Our Way Beyond Patriarchy. And this is a compendium published by my publisher, which is Womancraft Publishing. And it has dozens of essays, poems, observations by women about living in a patriarchal culture and how we step away from that, how we begin to distance ourselves and create our own space and claim our sovereignty, which is what it's all about.
Amy, thank you so much for your time today. Lynn and Brooke, thanks for being along with us in this amazing, and all of our listeners, keep coming back and listening to the amazing stories of wise women that we have on our show. And Amy, thank you. Thank you for being here and sharing your time and your knowledge with us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective Show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women. Amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected, because when women rise, the world follows.